Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Tes, and we're holding three lines from the bottom of Samach Ches Amid Beis. We already learned those few lines, but we're going to learn it over again because it was at the tail end of yesterday's shir. And the very beginning of the shir is going to focus on the machloikis that we had in our Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and initially Rabbi Yeshua, and subsequently Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. What was the machloikis? The machloikis is the gabi, the machshirei mitzvah on Erev Pesach Shechol Yois B'Shabbos. We know for a fact that the Torah says that you're allowed to go and shech the Korban Pesach. Not only allowed to, you have to shech the Korban Pesach, even though it's Shabbos. Where does it say that in the Torah? And learn it b'miyadi from Hilchis Shabbos. How do we know by Shabbos? By the Hilchis Tumid. Here it says, oy the Shabbos b'Shabbatai, a'al oy the Tumid, the Niska. So what do we see from that? That every single Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash, they brought the Korban Tumid, they shechted it, did the Zrikas Adam, all those wonderful things. Even though it's Shabbos, you're shechting on Shabbos, but that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom said, that's what you're supposed to do. Fine. And there it says, B'mayadoi. And by Korban Pesach, it's B'mayadoi. So we learn that Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. But now the question is, what about the Machshirim? Machshirim means those things preparing yourself in advance, the Hachonis. So what type of achonis are we talking about? So the Mishnah gave us three examples. Number one, the harkava. Harkava means to go and carry the animal out in Rishus HaRabim. You're carrying the animal. But remember Rashi said, it's not a deraisa, it's drabonon, because chai noisis atzmait. And then we had number two, and that was bringing the animal mechutz l'tchum, which except for Rabbi Akiva, everybody holds is drabonon. And number three, to remove the yabeles, remove a wart on the back of the animal, on the animal, because that wart causes it to be a balmum. Can't bring a balmum for a carbon. Then we had a machloikis in Gemara. Is it talking about biyad? Is it talking about bishinayim? Is it talking about the lachiyavish? Exactly, kanayna hara. Good. Anyway, all of those things Rabbi Lezer said are permissible to do on Erev Pesach Shechol Yois B'Shabbos, and all of those things Rabbi Yeshua said, Chas v'sholem, you're not allowed to, it's asur. And Rabbi Akiva was in full agreement with Rabbi Yeshua and defended Rabbi Yeshua's position.
Would you also be able to make machshirim if you need them?
When you say to make machshirim, what does that mean?
You know, for the shita, for you.
So in our mission, our Gemara, we don't discuss it, but back in the Masechet Shabbos, in the Perek of Blazer, the Mila, the Blazer right. Said that if the Moel comes to the Bris and says, hey, I forgot my sakin, or I forgot my moil mesa, does anybody have one? No, rather I don't have one with me, so, and you don't have one, so you're allowed to go and cut down trees, take the wood, make it into firewood, go and make a fire, and go and manufacture that day on Shabbos itself, the moil mesa, the sakin, to be able to go and do the shrit. So, theoretically, the same thing would apply over here by Korban Pesach. But Agamara doesn't discuss it. Yeah. You're very welcome. Why didn't discuss it over here? Because we're lying over there. But anyway, we're getting back to our Mishnah. So, there was a dialogue in the Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Lezer at one point said to Rabbi Yehoshua, I'm going to go and bring you a raya. What was the raya? He said that, Rabbi Lezer, where I'm looking at Samach Hei Amid Beis. First, let's go to Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yeshua is a line earlier. It's the second wide line. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Yomtiv Yechiach. I'll bring you a raya from Yomtiv. Shetir Rabbi Mishim Malacha. You're allowed to go and shecht Melechas Oichel Nefesh. Allowed to go and shecht and cook, etc. on Yomtiv. But also by Mishim Shavuos, everybody would agree that you're not allowed to go and be Oiver and Issa Shavuos. For instance, bringing the animal chutz l'tchum, you couldn't go and do that on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to go and shecht on Yom Tov. So you see that even though you're allowed to go and be over the Isser D'Araisa, you're not allowed to be over the Isser Shavuos. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer. Omri Rabbi Lezer, Mazi Yeshua, why are you bringing me a raya from Yom Tov? Maraya Rishus L'mitzvah. That on Yom Tov you're allowed to go and shecht is not a mitzvah. It's totally discretionary. If you want to go and shecht and eat Gesundheit, but remember Rabbi Lezer said in the Gemara yesterday, another way of having Oynig Yom Tov is to go and learn a Blat Gemara. You don't have to go and shecht. Who says you have to go and eat and drink and be merry. You could do that, but on the other hand, there's another way of serving Hashem in Oynig Yontif, Simchas Yontif. And how is that? By going and learning. That's what Reb Lezer said yesterday. And so therefore, Zokti Yimora, Maze Yeshua, Reb Yeshua, why you bring me a raya from Yontif? The reason why by Yontif you can only shecht and you cannot go and be Oyvim Mishum Shavuos, because Yontif only Rishus. But I'm talking about on Erev Pesach a mitzvah, and Gans Klal Yisrael to go and bring the Karban Pesach. So therefore, just like you're allowed a shecht, you're allowed to go and do a Shavuos as well. Reb Yeshua, the Gemara said, the reason why he disagrees, the reason why he thought it was a good tushtel, a good raya, a good parallel, is because he holds that eating and drinking on Yontif, in fact, is a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah of going and shechting on Yontif, and there's a mitzvah of going and shechting on Erev Pesach. And just like on Yontif, when there's a mitzvah to go and shecht lekovod Simchas Yontif, but you're not allowed to go and do a shavuos, here too, you cannot go and do a shavuos. So that's basically where we left off in the Mishnah. Getting back to our Gemara now, Omer Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, three lines from the bottom of the Yomit. He's speaking on behalf of Rabbi Yeshua. Ulamaydik Omer Rav Lezer Nami Yontif Rishus Islei Pircha. Rabbi Yeshua holds the tak of both the Karban Pesach and Simchas Yontif are both deraisas. Rabbi Lezer obviously disagrees. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua could answer Rabbi Lezer, even the didach, even according to you, the Yontif is only Rishus, I can still show you that I am right, says Rabbi Yeshua, and you are wrong. What's the raya? Umay Yontif shehitra by Mulacha show Rishus, even though, according to you, shechting and Yontif is not a Mulacha of Mitzvah, but it's a Mulacha of Rishus. Lehitra Shavuos She'ima. Nevertheless, the Chachamim did not go and give a heter, a leniency to go and to do a Shavuos. You cannot go and bring the animal, L'mashul Michutz L'tchum. Shabbos, which is so much more chamor, shleihitiba ela malacha shel mitzvah. You don't have the right to go and do malacha shel rishus. You can't go and shecht and cook on Shabbos unless you're talking about a carbon of the carbon tamid. Otherwise, you're not allowed to shecht. Shabbos shleihitiba ela malacha shel mitzvah. Ein edin shleih tata shavuos she'ima. Then avada navada, one should not be able to go and do the shavuos. So again, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Lezer, you distinguish between Yontif and Shabbos, because you hold this as Rishus and you hold this Dvar Mitzvah. Fine. But even Lishitoscha, that is, this is a Rishus and this is a Dvar Mitzvah, you still have a beautiful Raya. Yontif is much more Kal. How do I see it's much more Kal? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, you're allowed to go and shecht an animal on Yontif for purposes of eating, even though it's only Rishus. But nevertheless, don't do a shavuos. Don't do a shavuos. Even though it's so lenient and so kal, you're allowed a shech. Don't do a shavuos. Shabbos, which is so much more chamor, that you cannot do a melacha shel rishus. A melacha shel mitzvah is the chavad and avada. You cannot go and do a shavuos. So how do you, Rebbe Lezer, say that you can do the three shavuosim of harkava, michutz l'tchum, and the removal of the yabeles? Says he wanted tough. Rabbi Lezer, she was the mitzvah of the flay. Says Rabbi Lezer, nah, doesn't nishkaraya. Why? Because the shvus that you're talking about on Yontif, the whole shchita is rishus, so the shvus by definition is also rishus. But here that we're talking about on Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, so chagroi is a mitzvah to go and check the Karban Pesach, so then that shvus is tzigachepit, is an appendage to the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, so that's a shvus to mitzvah, that's permissible. A shvus of rishus is not permissible. A shvus to mitzvah, odifleh, that is permissible. So that's the way we could go and continue the dialogue regarding rishus and mitzvah in the Mishnah.
What does Rabbi Lezer say that shvus of rishus is prohibited?
Why could it be permitted? How could you permit it?
Why?
Shavuos means it isn't Rabban.
Yeah.
The only shavuos that's mutter on Yontif is a shavuos, not only on Yontif, throughout the year, is B'mikdash. Ain't shavuos B'mikdash. But otherwise, Rabbanan made all different types of gzeiros and takanas and dinim, etc. Those apply Gans Klal Yisrael throughout the year. And on Yontif, there is no kula with regard to any of those shavuos.
Only because Rabbi Lezer holds that it's not a simchas yontif is not a kula lachem or kula. Hashem.
You could learn. It's a Rishus.
You could learn. So that's since it's a Rishus, is that why?
And then it belies a Shvus de Rishus, and therefore you have no right to go and do it on Yatav. No problem. So we could continue now in the Braisa, a new dialogue which did not appear in our Mishnah. And now the dialogue is between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. It's Tanya. Omer Blezer, Umali. The word Umali is as if it just says Uma. Like, Uma imdochu machshirei mitzvah. Shu'achar shchita esa shabos. This abed lai mitzvah. Someone should please mute themselves because there's some background noise that we can hear here in New York. So says Imar. Tanya, Omer Blezer. Oh, Reb Shloim is there. Morning. Again, Erev Shabbos. Etanya Reb Blezer. Umali imdochu machshirei mitzvah. Shula'achar shchita esa shabbos. This abed lay mitzvah. Lo yididchu machshirei mitzvah shalefnei shchita esa shabbos. So this didn't appear in the Mishnah at all, but this is a continued dialogue again, Reb Blezer and Reb Akiva, that appears in the Braisa. And what Reb Blezer is telling us is, I will show you another raya that the machshirei shchita for Karm Pesach are doichen es haShabbos from the halachas that we learned in the Mishnah itself. One of the halachas that we learned in the Mishnah is that after you finish shechting the Karm Pesach, you're allowed to do the michui krovav. Michui krovav means that you're allowed to go and puncture the intestines and or any other part of the digestive system to be able to get the waste out. That was one pshat. But the other pshat is that you go and take the knife and you scrape out the slime on the sides of the walls of the intestines and the stomach, etc. Again, for the same purpose of getting out all of the waste. By the way, when we're talking about the inyan of the michui krovav, my son Yechiel told me that someone asked the Chabina Ruv, we've quoted the Chabina Ruv in the past, he was a Veldskor and he knew Kolotir Kul on his fingertips. So they asked the Chabina Ruv, we know it says that there's a din of eventually with Bizoicha Bishas Mashiach to go and obliterate, eliminate, eradicate Amalek. There's even a din of Machias Amalek that you're not even supposed to go and mention the name. Timchesh Zeichar Amalek Bitachas Shemoim, go and obliterate the name, and that's why we bang by Haman, etc. Is there an inyan of going and harassing and doing whatever you can to cause injury and damage to Amalek, not only to go and the Moichel Hashem, not only to go and eradicate, is there an inyan to go to harass Amalek? So he said, what's your question? It's a Chabafei Shirashi in Mesechus Psochem and Daf Samaches Amar Aleph. Where is that Rashi in Samaches Amar Aleph? If you look on the right hand side of the Rashi, because you have Rashi on both sides, the last Rashi, you see, says Shirka Demaya, goes three lines earlier. We were talking about the Michui Krovav, Mishnah Rina, three lines from the bottom of the Rashi, right hand side, Michui Loshen Nikiva, Vachibul, to go and puncture, and to go and shlug and fight. So you see that the word Michui is related to the word Timcha. This is something that Mendy's going to write on the side of his Gemara, Mechim Ha'oris. Anyway, the point is that says, it's a Befei Yishar Rashi, you know, he knew everything. Anyway, he's telling the story that the Briska Rav met the Chabina Rav in the street, and he said, Chabina Rav, people always use the expression that, no, you should be Zoychazan and Mechem to Mekabel Panei Mashiach Tzidkeinu. He says, where do we find in the Gemara or Rambam or Shulchan Aruch an Indian to Mekabel Mashiach Tzidkeinu? Where does it say that? There's no Gemara like that, you Mekabel Panei Mashiach. He said, Allah, this is the Chabafei Shirashi. What's the Chabafei Shirashi? The Gemara says that what's the reason why Ein Ben Dovid Bo Lo bi arvi shabusis v'lo bi arvi yom tovim. Says Rashi, because people are too busy preparing for Shabbos, they won't have time to be mekabel panei Mashiach. So you see, there's an inyan mekabel panei Mashiach, and that's why he's not going to come on erev Shabbos, because he won't have time to be mekabel panei Mashiach. So anyway, getting back to our Gemara Nachamu, so we have at the very top, Tanya Omer Reb Lezer Umali. Mali is like Uma. Imdochu machshin mitzvah shel acher shchita es haShabbos is labed is abed. le mitzvah, madach the chachamim allowed you to do the michui krovav. This one he says the machshira mitzvah shel achar shechita, says Rashi in the fourth, fifth line shel achar shechita, michui krovav. V'yav agav this abed le tzorech gavoya. I already shechted. The shechita is done. It's finished. I was mekayim the mitzvah of shechitas karben Pesach. Nevertheless, the Chacham said, no, no, you could still do some machshirim. You're allowed to do the michui kirbayim. If that's the case, lo yidcha machshirim mitzvah, shalefnei shechita as a Shabbos, lechoyre kolshke in kavachoymer, that the Chachamim were lenient about the machshirim before shechita. Now the shechita is over, the Chacham going to say, okay, don't be mevatel any more rishus, any more shavus. You did what you got to do, you shechted, and you finished, go home, don't do any michui kirbayim. I will be a stench, worry about that later.
But isn't a machshir for the mitzvah of roasting the korban? True, it happens.
Can you do the tzliya on Shabbos itself?
No.
So Yimarach, you can't go to the tzliya. Certainly, you can't do the achana for the tzliya.
Okay.
So Zokti Yimariyat. So I would have thought that those machshirim you can't do anymore because you already yoytz to the mitzvah. But nevertheless, Allah is that you can do machshirei mitzvah even after you finish the mitzvah. It's certainly before you did the mitzvah where I need those machshirim to allow you to do the mitzvah. Certainly, the chachamim were meikel and said, "Yes, I am matir the shvos." Amar Rabbi Akiva. To Mali means I'm going to answer what you just said now. Imdachu, Achshira mitzvah shel achar shechita es haShabbos. You know why? Shari dochsa shechita es haShabbos. Those that you're doing post the shechita is because it's as if it comes along for the ride. In other words, once the Torah says you're allowed to go and do the shechita, you're allowed to go and do those things which are appurtenant to the shechita, appended to the shechita. You finish off the shechita, and the michui kirbayim is kind of the concluding, finishing details of taking the shechita. The makir b'patish, fine. Toimar yidcha machshir and mitzvah shalifnei shechita se Shabbos shalei dochta shechita se Shabbos. When you're doing the machshir before you get to the shechita, you haven't even done the shechita yet. So since you haven't done the shechita yet, the Chacham didn't allow you to go and do a shvus. When you did a shechita, with the Torah permits you to do a shechita, and the Chacham say, okay, the makir b'patish, the finishing touch, the final details, go and do the michui kirbayim. But I haven't even gotten to the shechita yet. I'm not even in the azorah yet. What right do I have to go and be mevatel all of those shvusim of carrying, of chutz l'tchum, removing the abelas, etc.? So that's again a dialogue between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Kiva. Dover Acher, Rabbi Kiva gives another answer. And he says, you know the reason why we cannot allow for the machshir and mitzvah before the shechita? What happens if when they go and shecht it, we're going to find out that the behemoth was a treifa, for instance. After we go and shecht, we're going to open it up, we're going to find the three holes in the heart and four in the lungs and five in the stomach, and everybody's going to say it's treifa, mahadrim and a mahadrim treifa. So what happens now? So now the mafreya, all of those reshusim, all of those shvusim that you violated will all be for naught. So if you're doing the type of shvus post the shechita where we've concluded that the shechita was fine, and now you're doing the michui kirbayim, then I know that you're working with a kosher carbon. But here I don't even know that it's going to be a kosher carbon. There's at least a 1%, 5%, 10% chance that this behemoth is going to be a zevach posel. And now it turns out that you mechal the Shabbos l'mafreya. That was Rabbi Kiva's answer to Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara itself is not impressed with that answer. And the Gemara says, "Yehachi, mishchet nami loy nishchat, shem yim tzevach pasul, benim tzochal shabbos mafreya." If that's the case, every single time you shech the Karban Pesach, forget about the machshir before and after. How can you go and shech? Maybe it'll turn out that behem is a treifa. For that matter, how can you ever go and shech the Karban Tamid every single Shabbos? Yes, he had the dikis for 4 days from the outside to make sure no mum in those.
They made sure it was about mum. You don't know if it's a treifa.
Exactly right. They didn't have any of those sonograms, etc., that we have today, MRIs, CAT scans, VVVs. So they couldn't tell whether it was a treifa. So what happens if occasionally, once in a while, you found it was a treifa? What are you supposed to do? What can I do? So L'choira, this second taina that Rabbi Kiva gave, that maybe L'mafreya, L'choira is a shvacha taina, because based on that, we shouldn't even shecht. And therefore, since we do allow for shechita, and we're not worried about that miut of 1%, 5%, that it might turn out it's no good, so for machshirim also. So therefore, says Gemara, El ha omalei bereisha, We had now two answers that Rabbi Akiva gave to Rabbi Eliezer. The first one was that I only allow for machshirim post shechita because shechita was already doicha Shabbos, so this goes along for the ride, but not machshirim mitzvah lifnei shechita. And the second one was maybe yimtza zevach posel mafreya. So Gemara, even though that was the lashon habraisa one and two, but in the actual dialogue it was really two and one. So Gemara, ha amalei bereisha, the second one he said first. Uparche, and Rabbi Eliezer Taka challenged Rabbi Akiva and says, Rabbi Akiva, you're not thinking through this whole approach, because if you're going to tell me al mafreya, then you can't even go and shech the carbon basic according to you.
Any carbon.
V'hono amalei hach. Then he told him the first pshat. What was the first pshat? Demali imdachu. How can you compare the case of machshirim before and after? One. Those that are after already
slept along,
exactly right. While the first one, you haven't done the shechita yet, you don't have the right to go and violate those.
So why are we cutting off the post shechita time zone of permission only by the michut squeezing out the intestines?
Right.
We say, but then you have to wait. You have to wait on the azara. Why is Shabbos is suspended, as it were, for that activity? Why can't people then go back to their where they're staying? It seems kind of arbitrary.
What are they carrying? What are they doing?
No, exactly. Once Shabbos is
that's not intrinsic to the korban.
Number one, and number two, the Chum only permitted those type of shvusim that are absolutely necessary. So before we had about the Micha Krova, if you don't take out
the
Gabayim, it's going to ruin it. You're going to smell it from here to Canarsie.
People are going
to
eat it.
And not going to eat it.
Taste, right?
And the whole Indian for Karm Pesach to eat it.
Right.
You have no choice but to go and take it home. Wait here in the Harabais, learn the daf in the meantime, especially if you're learning Psachim, it would be very appropriate. And then after the daf is over and you've gone through all the svarim, it'll be Marav, and then you'll go home and you'll take your carbon Pesach with you. Talking more about Heshem Rabbi Kiva Yomar Hazot Echiyach. Now, if you remember, we had a very, very interesting vort of Rabbi Kiva. In fact, when we were learning it, some people were startled. How did Rabbi Kiva say that? On the top of Samach Vov Omid Aleph. Remember, we had that Rabbi Eliezer said about the Hazor that you, Rabbi Kiva was trying to bring a raya from Hazor to Rabbi Eliezer, and he said to him, Rabbi Eliezer, don't you remember the halacha is that Hazor is a shvus and it's not doicha Shabbos? Hazor, everybody remembers, means that if a person happens to be a tamei tumas mes and he needs a hazor of shlishi shvi, in particular shvi on erev Pesach, and it's erev Pesach holding erev Shabbos, we're not allowed to go and do the hazor. Rashi the Mishnah said because of tikkun mana, but we're going to see in the Gemara there's going to be a second reason as well in Yetzisham. But therefore says now Rabbi Kiva at the top of the Amud, he asks in somewhat of a rhetorical fashion, Amalei Rabbi Kiva. Instead of starting off that shechita is permissible and then talking about hazor, let's go back in the other direction. Oichilif, ma'im hazor shehi mishum shvus ain adoiches haShabbos hazor. You will agree, Rebbe Eliezer, although Rebbe Eliezer said in the Mishnah, I'm not so sure that I'm in agreement. Valeh anhidon efshio efshenish. But Rebbe Kiva says to Rebbe Eliezer, my Rebbe, don't you agree that hazor, which is only a shvus, ain adoiches haShabbos? So shechita shehisha malacha, shechita which is malacha dik, that's sechad isa diaraisa lametas malacha, and it didn't like tidchas a Shabbos. Even the shechita should not be doicha Shabbos. And everybody, when they learned that, they kind of scratched their heads. What? How does Rabbi Kiva say that? And in fact, Rabbi Eliezer immediately answers him. Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Akarta, Mashikosa, Batoira. Did you forget the famous limud of Bemayada, Bemayadoi, Bemachoy, Bemeshabbos? What are you talking about? And then, of course, Rabbi Kiva said back, Omalei Rabbi, oh, now that you're telling me the home Akar for Shechita is based on the word Mayadoi, find me a word in the Torah Mayadoi legabe these three machshirim. There is no Mayadoi by these three machshirim because Moyad means in its set time, and the set time for bringing the carbon Pesach is Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and you only have a narrow window of a couple of hours in the afternoon to go and bring your carbon Pesach. That's for Mayadoi. But in terms of the three machshirim, the carrying, the bringing chutz l'tchum, the removal of the abelas, you could have done all of those on Erev Shabbos. You didn't have to do it on Erev Pesach shechol yoyis b'Shabbos, do it the day before. Bring it to the Azara. Go and bring it from Mechutz L'Tchum. Remove the Yabelas. There's no Me'adai over there. And so therefore, that's why you don't have a Hetek L'Alam Rebbe Kiva. Kol she'efshar, asoyis me'erev yon me'erev Shabbos. Ein adoicha, she'efshar, doicha. So that was the discussion in the Mishnah. But Rebbe Kiva's initial kal v'choymer, ma'adach shmus ein adoicha, shechitu she'olsa na'bi doicha, that of course is perplexing. As
he was baiting him.
No question he was baiting him. There's no question about it. However, Rebbe Lezer was very, very upset because he felt that this shows great disrespect. And it's as if Rebbe Kiva is kind of mocking him. After all, Rebbe Kiva was his Talmud.
Right.
His Tanya, Omri Rebbe Lezer, Akiva, Beshchita Heshavtani. Now look at Rashi, Beshchita Heshavtani. Rashi is about 6-7 lines higher up. What you said now is laughable. It's mocking. You can't go make these kavachoymes of doifi, of narish kind of nonsense. You knew that this all is baloney, this type of kavachoymer. And therefore, Rebbe Lezer got so agitated that he came and said a word which was very unfortunate. Getting back to the price, I'm Rebbe Akiva. I'm Rebbe Lezer, Akiva. B'shchita Shaftani, you're answering me with these mocking, disparaging kal b'choymes b'shchita. B'shchita tehei misasoy. Chas v'sholem that his misa should be b'shchita. Notice it says misasoy, it doesn't say misascha, because he was very careful. It shouldn't be direct. He wanted to be careful about what he said, but unfortunately, nevertheless, it is a strong vart. And as we know, Rebbe Kiva unfortunately had a very, very bad ending. As a result, he was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, as is described in Chazal and in the Kinois and in the Slichas that we say on Yom Kippur, etc. Piyutim in Yom Kippur. Anyway, unfortunate. Amalai, Rebbe, Al Tachmereini B'Shasadin. So now we're going to continue weiter a discussion about Hazo'ah between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe Kiva says to his Rebbe, Amalai, Rebbe, he's referring to Rebbe Lezer as his Rebbe. Al tachbereinu b'shas adin. Please, don't deny what you taught us when now is the crucial time to decide this halacha that we're being done about all of these machshira mitzvah. Kach mekamblani memcha. I remember in the shir, years ago, you taught very clearly in the shir kloli in front of the Gamzi Yeshiva that hazor shvusi ve'ein adreiches ha-shabos. That's what you told us. And if that's the case with Machiacher, to who Agmarei, period. So that's what Rebbe Kiva said to Reb Lezer, and therefore, just like Shmos is not Reichos HaShabbos, the same thing should apply to those other three things that we mentioned, the Harkova, the carrying, the Chutz L'Tchum, and the removal of the wart, that all of these are also Shmosim, and they should not be Reichos HaShabbos. So Timara, if this is Taka true, that's what Rebbe taught Rebbe Kiva Mchiachadu Agmarei Maitamikahadabe. Why do we see in the Mishnah that Rebbe Lezer seems to be changing his mind? Because Rebbe Lezer says, on this I'm also done. That's what the Mishnah uses the expression. Omalei Rebbe Lezer, Vole Ani Don, Umayim Shchita Shehi Mishim Malacha, Doichas HaShabbos, Hazoshi Mishim Shvus. Maybe also an indenture Doich HaShem. Maybe should also be Doich. If he taught years ago, what's going on over here? Is he having a change of heart? No. We didn't know all of the background facts. Rebbe Lezer ki agmarei hazo'ah de truma agmarei. When Rebbe Lezer taught Rebbe Kiva years ago that the halacha is that hazo'ah is not doiche Shabbos because it's a shvus, he was talking about hazo'ah de truma, meaning that if a kohen wants to eat truma on Shabbos, and the kohen unfortunately happens to be tamei mes, and therefore he says, but today is my seventh day, I already received hazor on Tuesday, today is now Shabbos, the seventh day, do hazor today, so I should be able to go and eat my truma. Hazor de truma agmarei. He only talked about that hazor is not Doiches Shabbos. The Truma Gufa Loidach Yeshabbos. Truma itself is not Doiches Shabbos. Why is Truma itself not Doiches Shabbos? Because it's a Rishus. It's not a mitzvah. You have to eat Truma on Shabbos. You can eat Truma from Lav Malka. You can eat Truma on Sunday. You can eat Truma on Monday. Psa, mitzvah, you have to daf eat Truma today. So therefore, since Truma is not Doiches, the Machshirim are also not Doiches. The Hazor is not Doiches. That's what he taught years ago. But now we're talking about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to go and bring a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So maybe you can do Hazage too. Zoktimor Rabbi Kiva Nami Ki Oisvei. When Rabbi Kiva was challenging Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah about Hazor, and here in the Braisa, he's also talking about Hazor de Truma Oisvei. Rabbi Kiva had a very good ear. Two very good ears. He knows that his Rebbe, years ago, when he taught the halacha of Hazor, he was talking about Truma. However, when he learned the halacha of Truma, he assumed that Truma is a mitzvah. Ki oisvei hazor de Truma oisvei, she mitzvah. Now, you're going to tell me, where do we find achilas Truma is a mitzvah? So if you just turn the page for a couple of pages, a couple of daftim, you go to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. In the regular Gemaras, it's only 4 pages. In the art scrolls, probably 85 pages. But anyway, if you get to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line from the top of the Amud. Osu achilas Truma Begvulin Kavoida Vebeis Amidash. Kavoida Beis Amidash. Oh, just like Kavoida Beis Amidash, Shavad, these are all mitzvahs. The eating Truma is also a mitzvah.
Maybe a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah like eating a Korban Pesach.
Well, that's the discussion. That's the discussion between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva.
It won't become no true. It doesn't become no, sir.
No question about it. And the Korban Pesach, you have to bring an Erev Pesach. Right, you don't have to. But it's limits. So says Yimar Rebbe Kiva Namiki Oisvei. When he asked him the question to Rebbe Lezer, he says, "Of course, I know that Rebbe Lezer was talking about Azor de Truma. So Azor de Truma Oisvei. It's a mitzvah. Vehi Mishum Shvus. And you, Rebbe Lezer, taught us that you're not allowed to violate the Shvus, this Hazor of Mishum Mitzvah. So same thing over here." Vahu Savar, when Rebbe Lezer heard Rebbe Kiva asking the question, he thought Azor de Pesach Kamoisev Lei. He thought that he's asking about Azor de Pesach. And now he's saying, 1 second. By true Matak, I taught you years ago, when that's a Rishus, Hazor is not, cannot be performed in Shabbos because it's a Shavuos. However, now we're talking about Korban Pesach. Just like I'm being done about those big three, about the Harkova, bringing Michutz L'Tchum, and doing the Hasuras Yabeles, I'm saying that those Machshirim are Mutter on Erev Pesach, and they're Doiche Es HaShabbos. Ein Echanami, Hazor should also be Doiche, because it's also related to the same Korban Pesach. I agree. Le'a Anidah. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, we don't have a disconnect between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva, because Rebbe Kiva was asking him, he had a good memory, I know that we're talking about Hazor de Truma, but I believe Truma and Pesach are basically on the same level because they're both mitzvahs, and said Rebbe Lezer, no, you cannot compare one to the other, this is a shus and that's a mitzvah, their tak Hazor is not permitted, but Hazor here would be permitted like the other three. Mosav Rabba, Rabba says, that's a very interesting pshat, Ula, that you gave in our Mishnah. However, in the Braisa, it says, Beferish, not like your learning. You're learning that Rebbe Kiva reminded Rebbe Lezer about Hazor de Truma. But let's see what it says in the Braisa. Heishav Rebbe Kiva b'yomar, Hazor astamei mas toichiach. I'll bring you a raya that those three machshirim are also to do on Shabbos. What's the raya from Hazor of Tamei Mas? That what? Shechol Shvi Shaloi Liois B'Shabbos Ube'erev Pesach, that his seventh day fell out on Shabbos, and that Shabbos was Erev Pesach. She mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to go and do the Korban Pesach. V'imishim Shvus, but the Hazor is a Shvus, it's also Midrabbonon. V'im Yedoichas Shabbos, and you cannot go and be Doichas Shabbos. So just like you can't go and be Doichas Shabbos with that Shvus, you can be Doichas Shabbos with the other three Shvusim of Harkova, Michutz L'Tchum, and the removal of the Abeles.
So Ula and Rabba are disagreeing about Rabbi Lezer's opinion about Hazor on Shabbos.
Wait 1 second. What Rabba is saying to Ula is, you said that when Rabbi Kiva was quoting Rabbi Lezer from previous years, from the previous Shiurim, that he was talking about Hazor de Truma. He didn't mention a word about Hazor de Pesach. But the Braisa doesn't say that. The Braisa says that Rabbi Kiva asked him about Hazor de Pesach. And he said, don't you agree? Didn't you go and tell us that the halacha is, even though Hazor is normally a shvus, which is osur on Shabbos, but if it happens in Erev Pesach, don't you agree that it's mutter? Rebbe Lezer should say, I never taught that. Where are you coming from? I never said a word like that. But we see from the Braisa that that's in fact what Rebbe Kiva said to Rebbe Lezer. So he didn't speak about this Hazor, the Truma business. He spoke specifically about Hazor, the Pesach. Elavadi says, Imar Hazor, the Pesach Agmarei. The truth of the matter is that years ago when Rebbe Lezer taught the Lacha of Hazor, he talked about Hazor of Erev Pesach. And what did he say? That Shmuz of Hazor is Asur. You're allowed to do a Shechita, but you're not allowed to go and do the Hazor because it's a Shvuz. Then if that's the case, if that's really what Reb Lezer taught Rebbe Kiva years before, why is Reb Lezer saying the Mishnah in semi-denial that just like I'm saying that those other three machshirim are permissible, then the machshir of Hazor is also permissible, but he taught him years ago that it's not permissible. Says the Gemara, unfortunately, Reb Lezer Gamrei is Akele. Reb Lezer started forgetting his Gemara, reminiscent of what we say about Reb Yosef all the time, that Reb Yosef forgot, Reb Lezer also forgot. Reb Akiva la'ad kurei Gamrei. And Reb Akiva wanted to come and remind him of what he taught many years ago. And the way he wanted to teach him was in an indirect fashion. He didn't want to go and hit him over the head and say, Rebbe, unfortunately you're starting to forget. But what he told him is, Rebbe, you're telling me about Hazor, so maybe we should go and make a fakir to Kal V'Chaymer and say that if you're not allowed to do Hazor because it's Rishos, but it's only a Shvus, it's only Drabban, Kal V'Chaymer, the Rabbi, you're not allowed to go and do a Shechita, which is Deraisa. And everybody knows that that's kind of a nonsensical type of Kal V'Chaymer.
Yes, basically, in order to prod him to remember the...
Says the Gemara, the name Malay, here it says the Gemara Bahadeh, it's a printing mistake, say the name Malay Behedja, you should go and tell him outright and say, Rebbe, unfortunately you forgot what you taught us years ago. Says the Gemara, Sovala Lav Uyrech Ara. It's not Derech Eretz to go and say to Rebbe, you're starting to get dementia, you're starting to forget. I'd rather go and do it in this backhanded manner to go and prompt him to start thinking, oh, yo, are you taka right? That's what we taka learned in the shir years ago. I remember it now, etc., etc.
But so many times a bias says directly to Rav Yosef, Rabbi, Akimiral, you taught it. He says so many times.
You can't go and ask Akasha
it doesn't seem disrespectful, a bias saying to him so gently.
Well, we know that the chronological age is when Rav Yosef fine was. Generally speaking, if this was an older man who taka was losing it.
I'm saying,
anyway, that was his view, and that's why he did that.
Okay.
Like Rashi said, shogichuch, this nonsensical, as you call it, a klutz kasha. Now, Robert, you wanted to say something, Robert?
It's the same question that Barry asked.
Oh, okay. Oh, exactly. So this is a parallel to Rabbi Yosef and to Abaya, unfortunately, and happened to some of our greatest over the generations, and unfortunately, they begin to forget in later years. So what's the Gansa Zoh? We're talking about the water of the Paraduma water. What is the Shvus which is impermissible on Shabbos? Says the Gemara in the Havamina, Mechti Tetul Ba'al Mahu. The whole thing is between Tiltal and Issa Mukta. If it's a Mukta, Tivchi Shabbos Mishim Pesach. After all, I need this water on Shabbos. It's not really Mukta because it's Mukha. I need it for this Kayan. So can't we go and be Mekel and Hilchas Mukta because of Karb Pesach? Amar Rabbi says, no, we're not talking about just Mukta. We're talking about Gzeinu Shem Yitlan of Yaviran Abraham. We're talking about that it might come to an Issa D'Oraisa, meaning that you don't have Mechatas lying around in every Besmedish somewhere in hiding. You only have it in certain spots. So if a person comes and says, I need to get the benefit of Hazor now in Erev Pesach, where are you? I'm here. Where's the Mechatas? It's across the street. Oh, I have to go and schlep it across the street. Well, maybe a couple of others. So people are going to start going and thinking about carrying on Shabbos. You'll get carried away. You'll be over listening to your Isa. And that's the reason why it would be prohibited to do Hazor. The Mefarshim ask that it's interesting that the Gemara here says that the reason is because of Shem Yitlana. Rashi in the Mishnah said that the reason is because of
Tikkun Mana.
It looks like Tikkun Mana. And they say, many of the Mefarshim say that in fact you have both Gezeres which would apply, both the Tikkun Mana as well as this Gezeres Mishum, the Arba Amis Mishus Ra.
It's interesting, it's Rabbi is also one who says you can't, that the Megillah, the reason for Megillah and Shofar and Lulav is also because you might, Shemiyat Lenu Arba Amis Mishus Ra.
Very good, very nice Tushno. Yishkoyach.
I'm sorry.
Yes, maybe.
Al tikkun mana, that is not itself. Mm-hmm. It's only gzeira of amas.
It's nira. It's nira ketikkun mana. It's nira. You're not really mitakin a person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a makav patish. It's not a kli.
Yeah.
Some people are, but it's such a thing.
Yeah. A real tikkun mana, you do a physical act. You bang with the hammer. You do the final stitches on a dress or on a suit or something like that.
On a kli.
Exactly. That's a makav patish. Going to the mikvah, getting hazor, something like that. It looks like tikkun mana. And if it's Drabon, it's not a deraisa. And now there'll be Toivo Kalim on Shabbos for that reason, because it's near a Ketikimara. Okay, so you want to write a little bit in the Abre. I have. Let us go be Oiver on. Let's assume, worst comes to worst, that in fact, as you know, that's itself a very big shaila on the poskim, and not a simple
well,
shaila.
What are the mikvah? You're metaking the goof there,
etc. And that's an ultra big shaila. Lamaisa, the poskim agree, like 99%, that it is permissible. And that's why the minig is to go. But it is a hot issue, especially if the mikvah is a hot mikvah. But getting back to Yimar, so says Yimar. Oh, the Reb Lezer, Niabre, so big deal that Hazor might lead you to go and carry b'shusharam. That's not a problem. And like we said before, as Reb Daniel asked before, if you don't have the Mila Messer, you'll even allow to go and make a fire and make a Mila Messer.
And chop the tree.
Chop the trees down.
Make the fire. You go so many stages back.
Exactly. So why can't you go and do this? So now the Gemara is going to say something very important for the continued understanding of the next part of the sugya. When the person is ro'oi and has the mitzvah to go and do it, then we permit for him not only all the deraisis, but the drabonans and the potential deraisis, it's all exempt. But the Gemara means to say is, l'moshel, l'gabi bris milah. And we're going to talk about bris milah in another second again. What's the reason why you're allowed to go and do a mil meser? Because there's a father who has a chiv to go and do a bris. There's a baby that has a chiv to have a bris. Today is day number 8. The Gavr is Roy, therefore Rami Chiyuv Alei, and therefore we permit him to go and do whatever has to be done. This person, however, because he happens to be a Tmei Mes, at this point in time, cannot go and bring the Karban Pesach. Gavra Gufei Loi Chozi, and therefore Loi Chozi.
It's a Gavra Chefsa thing. The Chefsa is the Karban Pesach. The Gavra is the
okay, so Zanazai. But the point is, this Gavra Loi Chozi, he is not Roy at this time because of the fact that he's Tamei. Loi Rami Chiyuv Alei, it's as if there is no Chiyuv.
Absolutely, because he has Pesach Sheni waiting in a month to repair him.
That's true too. But to go and say that he doesn't have a chiv on him because he happens to be at this point not Roy, it's a big, big chiddush. L'chayre, he does have a chiv like everybody in Klal Yisrael. He's just an onus. But to go and say he doesn't have a chiv, an obligation, is a big, big chiddush. But that's the point that Reb Lezer is trying to go and make. He says, over there in the case of the machshir mitzvah, the gabi bris milah, since everybody is obligated in the picture, then you let it go mimavatul and be over all types of isurim derais and derabonans because you got to go into the bris on day number 8. Mashenker over here, if the guy happens to be tummy, no, so sorry, but you're tummy, you therefore are exempt from all the halachas of today. And if you're exempt, then I'm not going to do hazah because you don't have the obligation. And as Barry says, you always have the default. Go and do it in a month from now. Yes. What's up to you? Yes, Robert.
We can argue also that there is a ticket for this. You can make this a shady.
Exactly right. That's exactly what we're saying. That's what Barry said.
The Gemara doesn't bring this. Why doesn't the Gemara bring this reason?
We're going to talk about Pesach Sheni in the Amid Beis of Yetzir Shem. We're going to talk about it, the Bekar of Mamish. Talk about Pesach Sheni. Yes, what's up to you, Simcha?
Mila is mana, is a mitzvah, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we have certain situations where something, let's say a baby is born.
Well, that's much as
exactly.
It puts up 2-3 days.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there is also a ticket in theory if there's no Mila is mana.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not, it's like Pesach Sheni, essentially.
Yeah, there's a
But the point is, Pesach Sheni was made for only onsen. So here is a way that even when he comes by Chiyuva, has he come by Chiyuva, he has a Zohar. So even though in theory you can say it's Pesach Sheni, but there is a Chiyuva in every Jew to what? So if he's stuck, his plane gets stuck in Madagascar on the way to Yishalayim, okay, it's an Oymus. But here you can, in theory, make it by Chiyuva.
what you're saying is absolutely true. What the Gemara is saying is until he becomes tor, until you do the hazah, at this moment he
psul negavra,
he cannot bring the korban pesach because he is tummy. Since he's tummy, he cannot bring it. There is a itikun. You're right. We could go and do the hazah and make him into a tohar. But until we do that tikkun, he is exempt.
Mechusamaisa.
And the loy rami chiyuv alei. This is it's a big chiddush that the Torah is telling us he does not have an obligation to go and do the Karm Pesach because I cannot do the Karm Pesach. I'm tamei. I don't allow you to go and violate the shvus and drabonim to remedy your situation, and especially because of what Robert and Barry were saying a moment ago, because they always have that backup a month from now.
And Mila, in the same way, the same baby that has a suffek if he's a ben Sheva or ben Shmona, he also doesn't. We don't have a chiyuv on him.
But what would help it?
The suffek.
Let's assume.
Because it's getting late.
Erev Shabbos.
So Amar Rava. So based on this, since everybody likes to talk about a bris, look at Rabbi Lezer. According to what Rabbi Lezer is saying, cotton bori, if you have Baruch Hashem, a baby that's nice and healthy, you can and you're allowed to go and warm up and heat up the hot water on Shabbos to go and prepare for the bris. However, if the cotton is not well, the baby never has some sort of problem. Since he's a choiler, he's exempt. We'll do the bris tomorrow. We'll do the bris in a week from now.
Yeah,
is that what we're going to say? Omer Rava. Rava says, not so quickly, Rava. The Borihu. If he's taka so strong and so healthy, what do you need the hot water for in the first place? El Omer Rava, the reason why we go and heat up hot water. By the way, this is not necessarily the case today, but this is the way they did bris in many, many years ago, and they didn't have antiseptics with the alcohol, with the alagitazachim. So they always used to go and prepare hot water before the bris to be able to perform the bris. So El Omer Rava. Hakel choylin hein etzel mila echad katan bari the echad katan choylin. Everybody's considered to be choyle gabi mila because we're going to have surgery over here, and therefore because they're all considered to be choyle. Ein mechamen loychamen lavroisa lemoyle b'shabes dolei chazi ein acharami. None of them are roi. None of them have the chiyuv because all of them have to be considered choyle. So how do we do the bris on Shabbos then?
Right.
Says Rashi, that's where Reb Lezer holds. Tzarach liyos mechami chami erev Shabbos. Rashi right before the white lines. Hakol eitzel mila choylen hen kol zman shle nirchetzu mechamen, until they are heated up with a nice warm water. They all begin as choylen. But for Reb Lezer, tzarach liyos mechami chami erev Shabbos. Hey, nachanami, if you didn't go and prepare the hot water from erev Shabbos, you cannot prepare today on Shabbos, because since they are considered to be choylen eitzel mila. Oh, if you are exempt, there's no obligation. So, no obligation. In a sense. You're telling me that a person who at the moment is Tomei is exempt, and we don't try to go and bend the rules about a Shavuz to make him ready. So let me ask you about an oral. Oral Shulimo. What happens if you have an oral? Rashi doesn't say anything about his brother's Mesu Machmas Mila, or brother Mesu Machmas Mila. So it sounds like an oral. He never had a bris before. And he comes to the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, and he says he wants to participate. And the Kahanim say, we heard that you don't have a bris. Is that true? It's true. Well, if you want to participate, you better go and have a bris. Okay, if he has his bris, fine. If he doesn't have his bris, and he wants to go and bring the Karban Pesach, and he doesn't, we're not talking about Shabbos, even during the week, guess what happens? Oshli Mol, Onish Karis. He has the Onish of Karis. His Onish of Karis is not because of the lack of a bris, because he could always do a bris tomorrow, and a bris next week. However, there's a chiyuv on every Eden Klal Yisrael to go and eat Karban Pesach, and he is defiant, and he's not doing a bris today, so then he's going to get an Onish Karis. It's like the person who is tummy and it's the seventh day, he wants to do hazah. We tell him at the moment you are exempt. Why are you exempt? Because at the moment you are tummy. Here, this person is an oral. He's also exempt. He's not roi. So we should go and say, if he's not roi, loy ramya chiyuva alei, like the Gemara said before.
Right.
So why are you giving him karis? Uktani anish karis. Alma rami chiyuva alei. So you see, not like the half minute that we've been saying now for the last couple of minutes, that even though a person is at the moment not roi, he is an orel, but he better go and mal. So this person happens to be at the moment a tame. Let him go and do hazak. And therefore the Gemara is saying, why are you telling me let Rabbi Chiyuvale? Amada Rabbi Chiyuvale. Amar Rabbi. Now we talk about Tmei Sheret. Tmei Sheret is laf dafka. What he really means to say is Ein shochtim v'zorkin al tmei mes b'yoyim shvi'i shaloi. Because on the seventh day of the Tmei mes, it's like a Tmei Sheret, that both of them, all they have to do is do something now during the day, go to the mikveh, hazo'ah, and at night they'll be able to be roy to eat from the cart. So there's a big machlokes, as we'll see in the Gemara on the Amud Beis, whether or not a Tmei Sheret, or for that matter a Tmei Mes, b'yoyim shvi'i shaloi, whether he'd be able to go and send in his carbon on the presumption that mitzvah tonight, even though now I cannot participate in this carbon because I'm tamei, but mitzvah tonight after Erev Shemesh I will be able to.
Already go to the mikvah and have the zrika or
exactly.
Not?
Yes, exactly.
They had it already. They
no, even if he didn't have it yet, but I still have time.
So okay, so
we do the shechit as a carbon.
It's not a question of time passing. He already had the tefillah.
Right,
he already
right.
had the zrika, but he hasn't even gone to the
exactly.
Okay.
It's because some of the blessing
church is
I can't some chosamaisa. Ain shows the rabbi shas. He cannot be shech mizay. And therefore, says now the Gemara, anu chiddush. Zok yet v'chol she'ilu biyochid nimtche b'tzibur avdi b'tumma. If a yochid is nimtche, meaning that he wants to bring the karm today, the kahanim say, no, you cannot bring it today. Ish ki yitom le'nefesh, you're going to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Is b'tzibur avdi b'tumma. They don't have to wait for Pesach Sheni because it's ish. For like tzibur, the tzibur can go and bring it now on Yom Tif, now on Erev Pesach, even though Roy Vagans Klai Yisrael all Tmei.
Tmei
Mes. Yeah.
Not to
B'Sheretz.
Tmei Sheretz is just referring to the seventh day.
Parallel,
coinciding with the
Rashi says that the reason we're talking about Tmei Sheretz is because he's quoting a Gemara later on, Daf Tzadik, where the Gemara talks about Tmei Sheretz, but it's really referring to Tmei Mes, Shechal Shvi Shalai. If you want to just see the Rashi, about four or five lines into the narrow lines, he talks about Tmei Sheretz. V'chein al Tmei Mes shechol shvi shaloi liyos be'er Pesach shroi nami lo erev u'tmei Sheretz nokat mishum depluk the gabehu be'perek ha'isha. So we're just really quoting from a Gemara later on, but really we're talking about the Tmei Mes b'yom shvi shaloi and erev Pesach. Anyway, so getting back to Gemara, second line, v'chol milta de'isa b'tzibur isa b'yachid. Any time that the tzibur has this chiyuv, the yochid has the chiyuv. Chamilta the lesser b'tzibur, but if the tzibur doesn't have this chiyuv and doesn't have this remedy, lesser b'yochid, you don't find it by a yochid. What is the Gemara telling us? Says the Gemara, you ask the kasha from Orel onto Tamei, that we simply got to be Tamei, since he's Tamei as we speak, and Ein Zork v'shochten al Tamei Sheretz on this Tamei Mes, we don't do anything, right. So he is exempt. There is no obligation. Arelis, on the other hand, you ask, well, if he's an Arel, and he cannot, he should, why should he be Anish Kares? It's all to learn the Chavule. Says, I'll tell you, there's a difference. Because Arelis, the Ikule Tzibarelim, Ninu, what would happen theoretically if Roy Vagans Klai so were all Arelim, like they were when they came into out of the Midbar, right? When they came into Eretz Yisrael. Exactly. So what was Alocha? They were all Arelim. Amrina Lahu. No, go and bring the Karm Pesach. Go and mali yourselves today, and so you should only have to bring the Karm Pesach. Is the Yachid Nami bring the So we tell the Yachid, you're no different than the Tzibur. You too, come mohail va'avid pischa. And if you don't, the Ovid, and you want to go and do the Karm Pesach, or you refuse to do the Karm Pesach, then Anish Karis. That's the Gabi the Orel. However, Toma di kulei tzibura tameim. Then what happens if Gans Klai Yisrael are tameim? And what happens if all of them are biyoyim shvi shelahem on Erev Pesach? Loi madinan alayu. Madina is like loi mazinan, because you know Zayin and Dalit are mischalif in Aramaic. So you don't do hazar. You could theoretically say, why should I say Toma hutra b'tzibur? Let's go and take the rank and file of Klai Yisrael and let them all stand on line, assembly line, just like they had the assembly line of bringing the shechitas Karban Pesach, and let's go do Azah on all of them. No such requirement. Limiting alive. El Avdi Betumah. That's Halacha of Tumah Betzivah. Is Yochanami Bater? So Yochan is only one out of the masses, just like they didn't have a Chiyav if they would have all have been Tameim, but rather just to the Karban Pesach. Here too, this Yochan is no better, no worse than the rest of them. He doesn't have the benefit of Hazah. So therefore, clear teretz, what's the chili between the oral case and the hazo'a case? In the case of the oral, if the masses were arelim, you'd have to get circumcised. So you too, you Yochid, you have to get circumcised. You don't want to get circumcised, you miss the Karban Pesach, oiver karis and onish karis. In the case, however, the person who's tamei, if the masses of Klai Yisrael were tamei, would we go and schlep all the hazo'a of the mechatas to go and be mazin them? We would not. So therefore the individual, we're not going to go and do Hazor for him either. What is he going to go and do at the moment? He doesn't have the Chiv of Hazor. He doesn't have the Chiv of bring the Karban Pesach today. He'll bring it a month from now. Mir Deshem, by Pesach Sheni. One second. You keep on saying that if the Tzibur has it, then the Yochid has it. The Tzibur doesn't have it, the Yochid doesn't have it. Pesach Sheni, less of a Tzibur. The Tzibur is never Nitcha the Pesach Sheni. The Isa B'Yochid, and we do find that the Yochid has a Chiv. Why shouldn't the Yochid say, well, the Tzibur is Potev and Pesach Sheni, so I'm also Potev and Pesach Sheni. Same type of logic. Amalei told him, come on. Shani Hasim do Avadle Tzibur Barishai. If there was only one option of Pesach Sheni, then the Tzibur would have to do it B'Sheni. The reason why the Tzibur is not doing B'Sheni is because they did it Barishai. So therefore you, who happen to be a member of Klal Yisrael, since you can't do Barishai, you're Nidchel Pesach Sheni. But don't ask me that there's no Pesach Sheni but Tzibur. Of course not, because they already did it but Pesach Rishon. But you got to do it now on Pesach Sheni. Frank Timor Maisvei, Yacholoye Hei Onish Koris Elishahoye Tohar, Bishloyhoye Bederach Choyka. What's the Gemara focusing on? There's a Pasik. If you look here in the Torah Or HaSholem, it's number one or Aleph. Vo'ish Eshehutar. This is a Pasik that appears a three psukim or four psukim after the prior Pasik, which talks about Ish kiya tom lenefesh ibederach choyka lechem, and he cannot do the Karban Pesach with Pesach Rishon. He has to go and do it on Pesach Shein. That's only if he's a person who is ish kiya tom lenefesh. He's a tomei. Remember, we said ish is not only tom lenefesh. Even if he happens to be a tomei, he's a zav and mitzayra, etc. He has the same thing. He can also bring on Pesach Shein. Oh, that's very good. But what happens with ish asher who tahir? He's not tomei. And he wasn't in Wissami, he was not in Madagascar, he was here. There is no Tashlum and there is no Pesach Sheni. He better go and do it now on Pesach Rishon. That's what the Pasuk tells you, the din of Karis. I would think, you know, the only one that gets Karis is, we're quoting from the Pasuk, the Isha Shirhu Tahar, El Shahiyah Tahar, Vishloi Hayim Aderech Achaika. What about the Arel? Ule Tamei Sheret, Vishar Kol Tameim. Minayin, how do I know that they too would get an Oynish of Kares? Tamaloi, because the Pasuk doesn't say Ish Asher Hutar. It says Veho Ish, the extra Vav, and the extra Vav Hey comes to include all of these other guys as well, that if they didn't go and bring the Karban Pesach, so Gemara, notice of this list, one of them is the Tmei Sheretz. Midakamahad at Tmei Sheretz, Kosavar, Ein Shoichtin the Zarkan al Tmei Sheretz. Obviously, this Braisa holds that you cannot go and Shecht and be Zoidik for a Tmei Sheretz. For that matter, the one that's Tmei Tumah Shiva and the Shvi Shaloi is an Erev Pesach. The Shoichtin the Zarkan al Tmei Sheretz, because if you're going to tell me that you could be Shoichtin the Zarkan, send your carbon in. Lama Lila Duri Alei, why does the Braisa have to say, and by the way, not only the Torah, they get karis, but even the Tmei Sheretz would get karis. Hainu Tor, he is the case of a Tor. What means he's the case of a Tor? Because if you can be Shoich of a Zayrik, tonight he's going to be Tor. Then why didn't he go and register for the Karban Pesach like everybody else? Right. So then he's going to get Oynish karis because he'll be Tor tonight. Almost, what do we lechoy to see from that place? Avagav deloy chazi, even though at the moment he's not roy because he happens to be tamei chiyuvalei, he's still ramya chiyuvalei. The base has the word ramya that he has that chiyuv on him, not like you've been saying until now. even though as far as the tzibur is concerned, if they would all be tameim, they don't have to worry about it because tumah hutra betzibur. He's got to go and worry about it. He better make sure to go and be matayir himself, otherwise he's going to be on ishkaris. So not like you've been saying until now.
Is this only going to Rabbi Elazar, or is this
going to... Everything is going to Rabbi Elazar.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, Kasav Rabbi Elazar, Shoich the Vizor, get out to my Sheret. We are Shoich, and we are Zoyrik. And Vuhadin let my mess Bishvi Shalai. Oh, that's what we kept on saying, that they're the same. Now the Gemara says it's Mefairish. The Shoich the Vizor comes by Sheret. And the same thing if you have to my mess, it's Bishvi Shalai. You are going to go and Shecht and Zoyrik on his behalf. So now you're saying, okay, so then if you're going to go and Shecht on his behalf, doesn't that by definition mean that you're going to go and do hazah? Because if you're not going to do hazah, how is he going to eat from the carb pesach?
Right.
He's still going to be tamei.
Right.
So if you want hazah lemai lachila, achilas pesachim lemaakva, achilas pesachim is not maakiv. The ikar is bringing the carb pesach and not eating the carb pesach. Is that true? That's the famous halacha of Ishlafi Achloi, the whole purpose of Shech Nikar Pesach is to eat it. You're telling me you don't have to eat it. Amalei. Shloile Oichlav is talking about lechoyle ulezakin the lechazi. Those Shloile Oichlav are people that physically are not able to go and eat from it. Aval hay mechzechazi. This person is ra'oi to eat from it. The only problem that he has is tikunei hu delay masakin. Because of the fact that he is unfortunately a tamei nefesh, he doesn't have the tikun. The only tikun that you can go and do lechayr would be through hazah. We don't permit him to do hazah. He's not going to be able to eat, so he won't be able to eat. Achilas psakim is like ma'akva. But that you're shechting on behalf of him and other people in the same category of him that are not able to go and eat. Says the Gemara, they are able to eat, but temporarily they cannot because they're missing this tikkun. For those types of people, you can shecht for them. And if they don't go and prepare and don't register, they're going to chas v'shalom be onish karis. They can't go and eat. But we're not going to go, according to Blazer, go and be matir v'hazo'o on behalf of this individual.
So it comes out, as someone's tamei lenefesh,
yeah,
and it's erev Pesach, and mm-hmm. he hasn't gotten his hazaa of shvi,
mm-hmm.
so he's not eligible to eat the korban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
But can he register with another chabur with other ochlin and kind of get the kapara of the zrika?
That depends on whether he holds shoych the mizarkan al tamei sheretz or ain shoych the mizarkan al tamei sheretz. And even though we use the word tamei sheretz, says imar vuadin the tamei mes b'shvi shalai. So if you hold ain shoych the mizarkan, then he's stuck. I can't bring the Karm Pesach. It's not my fault. Then bring it on Pesach Shein.
Not to my share. It's only to my mace. Pesach Shein is only to my mace, right? Is it Rozov?
I don't understand what you're saying.
No, I'm saying, never mind. Forget it. I withdraw it. I'm thinking of Pesach Abba Betumah. Sorry.
No problem. But getting back to our Gemara now, so the Gemara says, however, if you hold Shach and Zarka, to my Sheretz, Vuadin, to my Meth Beshvish, you better register and make sure that your name appears there prominently. And yes, the Sheikh will have in mind La'oichlin, Shaloi, La'oichlin, and to Mayim, and to Tahirim, and Mulim, and Ainan, the Moilim, etc., all of the Arelim. And therefore, the Pesach will be kosher, and just the Achidus Pesach. You won't be able to eat. No, you can't eat.
You did what you could. You registered.
Exactly.
You could at least register.
Exactly right. Klal Omer Rebbe Kiva.
Right.
And now, from here to the end of the Mishnah, is much simpler at the end of the Gemara. And that is that it says in the Mishnah that says Rebbe Kiva, the Klal is anything that you can do from Erev Shabbos, you better do from Erev Shabbos. What you cannot do from Erev Shabbos, you cannot do. So those three malachas that we spoke about, those three. The Rabbanim, the three shvusim of the harkava, the carrying, and the coming mechutz letchum, and finally
the abelis,
and the abelis. All three of those, according to Mekiva Lishitos, is probably only two, because Mekiva holds that chumin is zerais. Okay, fine, but at least those things that have to be done in Shabbos have to be done in Shabbos. But anything that can be done before Shabbos have to be done before Shabbos. How do we pasken? Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, Allah, Kerab Akiva. We pasken Kerab Akiva. Utanan Nami Gam in Nilekai Gam. The same thing we have in Masech Shabbos. Klal Amr Mekiva Kom Allah, Shef Tol Soiz Meir of Shabbos, in the Dechus of Shabbos. If you can do from Friday, you better do it on Friday. So let me ask you, why did Rabbi Yehuda and Rav have to say over here Allah Rabbi Kiva and over there Allah Rabbi Kiva? It's the identical halacha. Both of them involve Mila or Karban Pesach. Both of them are Chiyuv Reikaris, both of them have to be done on Shabbos. Well, what do we have to repeat? Avada Loch Kerabkir. Utsrich, I need both. The Ashvin Gabi Pesach, Hosam Mitzvah Leidochi Shabbos Mishum, Tolei Nichrsu Alea, Shloish Esrei Brisois. Ava Mila Nichrsu Alea, Shloish Esrei Brisois, Eimel Litchi. As we know, it says in the Torah, when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Mila, the word bris and the word Mila appears 13 times, and therefore the Gemara considers this to be a real heavy, heavy-duty mitzvah. 13 times we have the Lashon of bris in the Torah to go and tell you Kadosh Baruch Hu made a special treaty, a special ois, a special bris with Klal Yisrael. Ah, in that case, I might think that even though by Pesach, Machshir and Mitzvah, saying according to the Kiva, are not Doicha, that's the Halacha. But by Mila, maybe even Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Lezer that Machshir and Mila are Doicha Shabbos. The Ashmin and Mila, if we'd only say Mila, Hasabun the Machshir and Mitzvah, Loidachu Shabbos to Leka Kores. There is no instantaneous Kores for Mila because you always have a backup, says Rashi. Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom. What's your backup? You do it tomorrow. And therefore, you don't get Karis instantaneously. Why didn't you have a bris today? I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't strike you by Bashmash's stock this afternoon.
Exactly. Ava Pesach, the Iker Kores, there's only one chance to do the Karm Pesach.
One bite of the apple.
If you're going to tell me, you have Pesach Sheni, we said in the Pasuk, says, no, but Isha Shehutar, Vederech Lehoyah, Bechod Las Pesach, he doesn't get a second chance. Ava Pesach, the Iker Kores, Eim Olivchi, I would think that maybe even Rabbi Kiva would agree that Machshirei Karm Pesach are Doiches Shabbos Tzricha. That's why you have to have both cases to tell you that both by Bris Mila, even though it has 13 krisos, even though by Karm Pesach you do have that instantaneous kares, in both cases, the mitzvah itself, of course, is Doiches Shabbos. But the machshirim that you can do from Erev Shabbos, Einam Doichem Esa Shabbos.
You want to go out and finish Mishnah?
No. I want to wish everybody at this time a good Shabbos. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.
Shabbos.
One question.